BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, our friend Gabrielle Gabalar Aplin comes in to have a chat, the Golden Gabrador. If you need some extra cash in time for Christmas, there's some jobs you might want to take up. Part-time ones, if you don't mind naked people. Another round of Real or No Real, including an amazing fact about Rolf Harris. And Chris gets confused between Twilight and Only Fools and Horses.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Gabrielle Aplin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Gabrielle was on our show a while back. You kind of came through BBC Introducing and we played your song Home, which we loved a lot. Well, a while back now. And last time you were here, do you remember we were pretending to make songs for TV ads, weren't we?
Yeah, we're taking the mic.
Yeah, a little bit. The age-old formula of take a rock song, slow it down, piano, female vocal, bosh. Like this.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Beautiful. We imagine that was be for a soup advert.
Soup.
Warming soup, you know?
Like the big chunky one.
Mm. On a really cold day. Yeah. I think that's fine. I don't think chunky soup is...
No, but it's, I think it's the name of it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So there's very exciting news on that front very soon, which we'll do. Now, first of all, I need to... I don't know why this started earlier, but we were coming up with new names for you. I don't know why.
We got loads.
Like, it starts with Gabrielle, then it goes to Gabby, then it goes Gab, and then it's Gabalar before you know it, and then...
It's like what you call your mates, you know what I mean?
I don't know why we started this.
I wondered who was speaking then.
This is Chris, by the way.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
It's actually, my name at the moment is Sack, and it's gone from Gabs to Bags, we switched the G and the B around, to Sack.
Right.
So it's got... There, at the moment. Endless.
Well, so it just keeps changing all the time?
It gets ruder each time.
Right, okay.
I think we've come up with some good ones, though, now.
Yeah?
Yeah, loads of people have been texting them in. It went from...
It's gone on Twitter and it's gone mad.
Yeah, Mind the Gab, Gabyar, Gabadoo.
Gabyar.
Taxi Gab, Gab of the Hut.
I like Taxi Gab.
Yeah. Some of the ones we haven't heard yet, though, really good. Golden Gabrador.
Yeah.
Gabaranks.
Gabaranks!
Gabra, Kadabra, that's good. And my favourite, Gab for Life.
That could be your next bag one.
Which I think is great.
That's amazing. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Plans for the weekend, Chris?
I'm going to have a chilled one, I think. I'm not meeting Subo, I'd like to.
I know.
Bit of a hint there.
Come with if you want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would love to meet her.
Would you?
Can you imagine?
I think that she would be the person that that you would argue with, though.
Do you think she would...
She will start an argument with you, definitely.
Do you think she would like me?
No.
Why?
I can just see you not getting on. You know that quarrel face that she has?
Yeah.
When you see her in the paper?
I'd like to arm wrestle her. I don't know why.
I can make all this happen.
Wow.
Subo, do you fancy a quick arm wrestle with my mate? Of course. I can make it happen for you.
Amazing.
I want to go to a Christmas market, but there aren't anyone on yet, I don't think.
I would have thought there are by now.
I don't think there are. Let me know if there is, because I'm going to go. Apart from meeting Subo and wanting to go to a Christmas market, I'm remaking Twilight this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? Is this with Subo?
No, actually. What a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine with Subo. Earlier, Grimmy launched a competition where you could be meeting Robert Pattinson. I presume I'm allowed to apply, right? Didn't stop that. Okay, fine. So on Wednesday, next Wednesday, 5 Radio 1 listeners are going to join Grimmy at a hotel in central London to chat to Arpat and ask him questions for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. If you're a Twilight fan, this is amazing.
Didn't you once have the chance to meet Robert Pattinson in a hotel?
Yes, I did,
it?
Yeah.
But you didn't...
I overslept.
Yeah, there was something weird. Wasn't he there waiting and you...
He was waiting for a while and Grimmy had to go in the end.
Really?
And girls all over the UK were tweeting me, so annoyed. They're like, what are you doing, you idiot? But he was like, yeah, fair play. I'm like one of the biggest stars in the world. He overslept.
Oh, you were honest to him after?
Yeah, oh no, Grimmy was like, sorry, I'm here. Scott overslept. Oh, awkward. Yeah, people were not happy with me that day.
Mm.
So this is what you need to do if you want to win. We need you to reenact a scene from one of the Twilight films and turn it into a one-minute video. You know, like what Grimmy did in the James Bond competition the other week?
Yeah.
So Grimmy's done his own example, which you can see now on the Red Woman website, but it's totally up to you what you do. Do it safely, obviously. You've got to be 14 or over, and we're going to be judging the videos on how kind of entertaining and creative they are. No swearing, no sexual content, no nudity, no actual violence. Terms and conditions at Radio 1 website. But you've got to be quick because the competition closes at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. Didn't it take like 9 months to do Twilight, like one of the films? And they're expecting us to reenact, I suppose it's only a scene.
Yeah, only one scene.
And I don't think you need all the CGI and all that.
No.
Like, I might just like put some white face paint on Subo.
So the idea is it's your favourite scene from the...
From one of the films. What's your favourite?
Well, so you're going to face paint Subo?
Yeah.
And recreate which scene?
Any.
What's your favourite?
I don't know. What's your favourite?
What about the one... You know where they get the jobs as cleaners for chandeliers?
Yeah.
That's what it calls. And they have to take the chandeliers down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And one of them's underneath.
Yeah.
Undoing the screws.
Yeah.
And then they unscrew the wrong one.
Yes.
And it just goes like,
it goes bang. Yeah.
Probably that one.
That is a good one. Do that one. Yeah.
But just dressed as vampires, yeah. If I remember that just one right.
I'm pretty sure
that was Twilight.
Oh, yeah. I can lend you some of the white face paint.
Cool. And Subo.
And Subo. Mine's going to be amazing. So, reenact a scene from one of the Twilight films. Go to the Radio 1 website for details. You could be meeting RPAT in London next Wednesday, but you've got to have your video in by Sunday afternoon, so get it done. Right, there's some jobs going. Not here. Really not. It's not Reggie's job. These are actual jobs that we found in the paper and online. So maybe if you need a bit of extra cash for Christmas coming up, these aren't like full-time things. Don't quit your actual job now. But this is just kind of like a job that you might want to do on the side along with your actual job. So if you fancy any of these, let me know. These are all real. First one.
It'd be like a little bit of pocket money for Christmas, you say?
Yeah. You know, just for some extra presents or whatever.
Open-minded cleaner wanted.
Okay.
An open-minded cleaner. This is what you specifically request, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I used to have one that was very open-minded.
Yeah.
Remember her a couple of years ago? She was very forward.
She was great.
My flatmate quite fancied her, but it was me that she wanted. And he was really upset about it. Lovely Polish lady. Used to come and sit on my bed sometimes of a morning. Which was a bit weird, I thought, for a cleaner to do. But I didn't mind. She was lovely. And often used to cry to me about her boyfriend. Remember that? I was like her shoulder to cry on, yeah. Very open-minded. Went back to Warsaw in the end. Anyway.
I'm looking for a cleaner for 2 hours every fortnight in my two-bed house. Normal chores, hoovering, cleaning, etc. Even sometimes shopping. After a couple of times, I'll get you a key so you can do the cleaning any time.
Okay, so maybe you fancy a bit of a cleaning job on the side to complement your other job and get a bit of extra work?
Yes.
Next.
The reason why I said an open-minded cleaner is because I'm a naturist and I walk about nude at home all of the time. So, sometimes you will see me, sometimes you won't, but you have to be prepared for that.
Okay, good. So,
she sounds amazing.
You do have to be prepared for the person you're cleaning for to basically be starkers fairly a lot of times.
Why?
Because some people love to walk around. I mean, do you not ever walk around your house naked?
Sometimes.
You still live with your mum?
Well, this is why it's a bit awkward. Like, I'm at home at the moment, so opportunities
Please tell me that you don't.
And it's one of those things where if you do want to do that, you can't just shout, is anybody there? You've got to do a full sort of inspection of the house. And then it's awkward if someone comes in and you are in the living room.
Yeah, there's no escape.
Because there's no escape.
No. And it's like, okay, good, my dad's there. Anyway.
I will give good money to the right person. £12.50 per hour, so that's £25 every fortnight for just 2 hours' work. And after a while, you can do those 2 hours whenever you like.
That's very good, very flexible.
That's a good rate of pay as well, isn't it?
All right, isn't it? So, if you are an open-minded cleaner, or you want to be, let me know. Next.
Looking for a beard mentor.
What is this? What?
I've had a moustache and beard off and on over the years, and I've tried styling it in the past, but I just can't seem to get it to the next level. I'm looking for some serious pro tips with this, as well as possibly some styling services by someone with skilled hands. Please submit to me your beard slash moustache resume. Also, if you have pictures of your achievements, that would be greatly appreciated.
Right, so you need to kind of send pictures of what you've done before. But, I mean, a lot of people are doing that Movember thing at the moment, aren't they?
Yes.
So maybe Beard Mentor is good.
It sounds like a good job, but it sounds a bit specialist.
Yeah, well, let's read on.
This is serious business. I need to style it up, shave it off, or lose my job. P.S. I work in adult daycare.
Okay, fair enough. So someone that needs their beard to be looked after all the time.
Yeah. Sorry, was this a full-time job, did he say?
I don't think it's full-time, no. Think about it.
Because there's only so much that you need to...
Only so much you can do. It's like, right, what am I going to do now? I'll trim it again.
Respect to anyone who has a beard CV as well. I know. Beard resume.
But if you do, and someone will, get in touch. Now, this one's not really a job, but maybe just a little earner for you.
I need a monkey.
Say again?
I need a monkey.
And again?
I need a monkey.
Okay.
I am looking for someone who has a monkey that they would be willing to bring for a child's birthday. I unfortunately booked a lion and a monkey and did not realise it was in Miami. Sad face.
Oh, gutted. When you book animals and then you realise that they're in Florida.
I thought when she said I need a monkey that this was an advert addressed specifically for a monkey to read.
I need a monkey.
But no. Read on.
So if you have a monkey and want to make some money, I would love to hear from you. Thank you.
Right, that's it. There we are. So basically, if you have a monkey and you're prepared to give it to them just for the party.
For the party.
Yeah. Oh, I think we've found someone for that first job.
Guy will clean naked.
Yes. Let's hook them up.
Are you looking for a male cleaner? Someone who will clean naked? Maybe your wife or husband is out and you would like someone to clean nude for you. Send me a message.
Right, do we have this number?
Is he open-minded?
I think, I imagine that he would be.
Because that was the specification, wasn't it?
So, like, guy will clean naked, open-minded cleaner, let's put them together. Unless anyone else is interested, then do let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, some people are saying that you've got that mixed up with Only Fools and Horses.
Yes.
Right, I'm seriously going to ask Susan Boyle if she will reenact a scene from Twilight with me tomorrow afternoon, because we've got loads of time. I've got to get there at 4. The show's not on until, like 10 to 9.
I mean, that conversation alone would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Do you want me to record it?
Please.
Hey, Susan. Will you record a scene from Twilight with me on my phone?
Oh, I'm just trying to think what scenes you could do.
That's just one side of me. I want to do the one where they're dressed as Batman and Robin at the fancy dress party.
And yes, and they burst in and it's a funeral one. They're all dressed as vampires.
Yeah.
Or I think the one where he's, you know, in the bar and he's leaning on the bar.
Yeah.
And he says, play it cool, our Pats, play it cool, and falls into the...
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one as
well. I think Boyle would be up for that too.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Just showing Gabrielle Aplin my pictures of me and Si from yesterday. She is well jealous.
Well gel.
Aren't you?
Very jealous.
He's good, isn't he?
He doesn't look real.
I know.
He's a cartoon.
He was so nice. But he is like a cartoon character.
This is not real. I don't know how you took him seriously.
I know. But it was funny.
I wouldn't be able to speak.
You'd be like, would you just be amazed?
I would just sing it to him. It's one of those moments where I couldn't take it seriously.
I like it though. I took all of the credit as well for Gangnam Style yesterday.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're the man. I was like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, yeah.
You do all of it.
Now, I'm about to do the same actually with you. remember last time you came in, we were pretending to do songs from adverts. So we'd kind of slowing down rock songs with you.
Inappropriate ones.
Yeah. And now you've gone and got one on an advert. Thanks to me.
Thanks to you.
Yeah.
All you.
I'd like to think it was entirely
me. I did absolutely nothing.
Right. So let me Is it? It's not chop suey.
No.
Is it this one?
With the lights out, it's less dangerous.
Nirvana.
Here we are now, entertainers.
That one?
No.
Is it Killing in the Name of?
Some of those are workforces, are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of.
Is that one?
I wish it was.
I can't imagine that though.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to the lyric, it sounds like it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds very Christmassy.
Well, which one of the songs that we did is it then that they've chosen for this advert?
Fortunately, none.
None of them?
No. I pushed all of them, but they said no.
So it's a completely different song?
Completely different song, I'm afraid.
Give that to me, yeah? The Power of Love?
I know.
What?
I know.
Okay, well, I'm still taking the credit.
Yeah, you can still do that. It's fine, yeah.
Oh, of course, it's a Christmas classic. It says Christmas, on the CD.
Is it?
Well,
I don't think I was alive when that even came out, but
no,
I
don't
think it was Christmassy at all.
But well, no, but I think
it's very nice, heartwarming.
Yeah, and it's on that famous advert for that department store, which name we're not going to mention.
Yes.
And that's because of me. That's awesome, and well done.
All because of you.
No, that is so
Thanks
good,
for
though,
that.
Is it? Yeah, no,
I've wanted it for so long. Yeah. I cried in another supermarket that wasn't that one.
Don't say that, they'll have you off.
Yeah.
when I found out I had it.
Did you?
Yeah, my manager rang me and I was like...
I mean, that's such a great thing.
It's amazing.
When's it on?
Tonight.
Is it? First time?
Yeah, first time.
Can we say when? Are we allowed? When's it on? Do you know?
I don't know what I am and I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's on first ads in Darren Brown tonight.
Darren Brown tonight?
Yeah.
The first of that department store... That has an
I've
advert.
I've never really
at
watched
Christmas.
Adverts
so
before.
I love this advert every year.
People love it or think it's the most cliche thing in the world.
I love
but
it.
That's why I love it. I think it's amazing.
But that's what I'm saying. You never really look forward to the ad breaks.
I do.
You?
I do.
I'm right. Looking forward to Darren Brown's ad breaks tonight.
Wow,
now.
Yeah.
Andrex ones are good as well.
Which ones?
Why do I say things?
That's fine. They are good.
The ones with the cute puppies.
Yeah. The bog roll ones.
The bog roll.
Yeah. The bog rolls are available. Okay, shall we play it then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here is Gabrielle Aplin and The Power of Love on Radio 1. Unfortunately, on this podcast, we can't play you the whole song for copyright reasons, because if we did, then there's no point in you buying it, really, which is kind of what Gabrielle would like you to do.
It's a bit awkward, this, now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a couple of options. I could sing it.
Oh, I think that's still a copyright issue, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'll do it anyway.
I can change the words.
Do it. No, yeah, go on.
That way, there's no problems. It's just
okay.
A coincidence that
go
it's
then.
The same tune. The flower of...
Doves
from something not above.
This isn't working.
I'm sorry.
Right, just cut to the end of the song now.
Make love your goal.
Oh, lush. I feel all Christmassy now.
Ah.
So good. That is gorgeous. I love it. It says Claire in Cornwall. Honestly, beautiful. You'll love Robin Swindon. He says... Lovely voice. I'd marry it.
Thanks, Rob.
I'd put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
It's better than the original, says someone called Barry. And John off Bristol loves it as well. And Twitter's going crazy for it.
Oh,
that is
yay.
Gabrielle Aplin and The Power of Love. So you weren't even on when that song was out, were you? 1984.
Weren't even on?
No, he weren't even like here.
I wasn't.
84.
A good 8 years.
Yeah. And, the other one sold a lot of copies.
The one before?
Yeah.
The real one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The real one. The real one.
Yeah, it did, apparently.
Also, there is a bit missing from yours that is on the original, which you know about.
You're going to let me do it?
I'd like you to do it.
Can you do it first, and then I'll copy?
Okay.
You see, I wasn't aware of this bit of it.
On the original one, which we do sometimes play at around Christmas on Radio 1, it goes, I'll protect you from the hooded claw. keep the vampires from your door. Like that.
I don't think I can do
that. So if you could just add that in.
Can I have some reverb?
Yeah, hang on. No problem, love.
I'll put, okay, yeah. I think I've got it.
Okay.
Can I just do the first line?
Be nice if you did it all.
I'll mess it up.
Okay. No pressure.
Count me in.
Three. Two,
is that the right register? Yeah.
One.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. I'm not doing the rest.
Why?
Keep the vampires from your door.
See, now that tops off the song just
perfectly. I can't believe I just did that.
Are you going to add that in, Scott?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh my God.
Every single time. No, I won't.
Good.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the ad tonight. Before you go, Gabrielle Applin, is it really true that you're looking for a onesie for your ferret?
No, I want a onesie that I can wear that is a ferret.
What?
A ferret?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got a pet ferret, but it's for me, not for the ferret.
Oh, okay, right, because that was confusing. Someone just texted in going, I think I might have a onesie for her ferret.
That ferret is everywhere. Every interview I'm getting at the moment, they just ask about the ferret. He's more famous than me. He's really bad.
Well, and also, I wasn't aware that you could get onesies for ferrets. I've learned
something. I don't think you can.
Well, this person's got one if you want
one. Oh, he's got one?
Yeah. Oh,
can I just get in touch?
Okay, cool.
Get in touch, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Talking about that job for a naked cleaner, Jack's been on, and he's just applied to be one of those topless butlers. You know, the ones that you can hire for events, and like they just wear like the tuxedo trousers, but then nothing on top. A little bit oiled up.
Would I be good at that?
I think you might need to get on the protein shake, son.
Really? really?
And yeah, and a bow tie needs to be on as well.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And then it's those sort of apron thing around the front.
That's it.
But revealing at the back, is that right?
They don't show their cheeks, do they?
I think they do, yes.
Do they?
I think it's one of those where from the front everything seems fine and then they turn around, it's like, whoa.
Whoa.
Cover up, son.
I didn't know that. I thought the trousers were, I didn't realise the trousers were, had holes in.
Yeah.
At the back. Oh, good luck with that, Jack.
I might give it a go.
God, please don't.
Don't say that.
Please don't.
I'm just being shown photos of these butlers. Right.
Oh.
You're like this.
Okay, good. Right, well, they're not wearing hardly anything.
No.
They've just got an apron on and a bow tie.
What? I mean, but I don't get the impression these lads are being judged on their butler skills.
I don't think they are. I mean,
so,
no, they're not.
I mean,
like,
maybe,
by looking at them, I'd say, like, well, yeah, but could you actually wait tables?
Well, that's the thing. That's why maybe they need someone like me, because I could be the one who's a good... Because I'd like to think I'd be a good butler.
Right.
So maybe I could offer more
than
to
what
their,
they are.
To their group.
Right. I don't think people are hiring them really for their skills in that way.
You know, I'm a polite guy.
Yeah. Do you know what I love at the moment? What?
It's not like Downton Abbey, is it, those lads?
It's not. It's really not. It's completely the opposite. Do you know what I'm loving at the moment, more than anything else? Our pictures with Si from yesterday.
Yes.
I keep looking at him. He's like he looks like a little excited jacket potato. He looks really cute.
What?
He's really nice. That's my favourite picture at the moment. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 Twitter. And the full interview with Si off of Gangnam Style can be found on the Scott Mills Daily podcast right now. It's really good yesterday with him. I'm also excited about tomorrow. I've already met Si this week. Guess who I'm meeting tomorrow that I'm really excited about.
What day is it? It's Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's someone in your own time.
Yeah. In one week, Si, and then this person. Incredible.
I mean, it could be anyone, couldn't it?
I'm so lucky.
I can't think of a name. That's the problem now. You've given me... It's too broad.
You'll never get it.
Is it... I can't think of... Is it OJ Borg?
No.
Is that who you're meeting?
No.
No? I can't think you should be excited about.
A bigger name than that. Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle?
Yes.
Why is she coming round?
She's not coming round. I wouldn't put it past her.
Why are you going round there?
She is not being a butler in the bath, no. Oh, God! Sorry, that just hit me.
Imagine that.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
You're not being a butler in the bath for her.
I'm not for her, no. I'm doing the lottery with Subo tomorrow.
Wow.
Now, I've heard she's lovely. But to me, she always looks like she's going to start an argument with you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
She's got that face of like, yeah, and what?
So I think she could have you in a fight as
oh,
well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And now it's time for Real or No Real. Some of these facts are uber facts, which means they're real. Some of them are made up by Marlon Dingle of Emmerdale, who's clearly got too much time on his hands. A apart from starring in ITV's premier soap opera. I watched Emmerdale the other day.
Is it still on?
Of course it's still on. My mum watches it every night.
No, I mean that's on, but the Dingles, they're still there, are they?
I have no idea. Maybe that's why he's got so much time. Anyway, real or no real, Chris is playing along today and also keeping the scores himself. Play along at home, 81199. Let me know how many you get.
As a child, Rolf Harris was lost in the outback of Australia for 6 months, but was saved and cared for by a family of koalas.
Great start.
Think about it. Oh, shut up, Rolf.
I can imagine. Maybe that's where he got the noises from.
Oh, what, from the koalas?
From the koalas. Because it is an odd noise that he makes.
Yeah, all the time. It's like, give it up. And even at the Queen's thing.
The crowd love it.
No, like, it was trying to fill time. Do you remember? There was that awkward moment where he's like, right. Oh, God. The Queen doesn't want to see this. Anyway, was Rolf Harris lost in the outback and looked after by a team of trained koala bears?
I love this idea, but I just don't think it's going to be true, is it? I'm saying no real.
That one's no real.
Mm. Oh, just imagine that. It'd be so good if it had been.
And next.
The Twilight series was originally rejected by 14 different publishers.
Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon that's true. Because, like, loads of these kind of ideas get rejected, don't they, and then get taken and...
Well, look at all your ones from Mrs. Meaden.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And it'll be one day there'll be one of those, and people will be... Probably Mrs. Mead, actually. She'll be going, I wish I'd just listened to him.
Well, one day, one of your ideas will stick, and Mrs. Mead didn't go with it. Sometimes, like, she doesn't do in the den. Mm. And then who'll be laughing then?
Exactly.
It won't be Mrs. Mead, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Next.
It's impossible to tickle yourself.
Oh, I love these kind of things because you can experiment.
You're obsessed with this kind of thing at the moment. Yeah. What was that one you were on about to me the other day?
Oh, lately on Twitter, I'm trying to do one a day to try and show that I can do a bit of mind control like Derren Brown. I'm trying to be like Derren Brown, basically.
Sure. What was the one about your belly button?
Oh, yeah, someone told me this. I'm not sure if it's true, that men can touch their belly button with their elbow. But women can't. I haven't experimented this properly yet, so I might be wrong. See, I can do that, but I can't see why you wouldn't be able to do that.
Like, everybody is now trying this, it's listening, you know that. But can you tickle yourself?
Can you tickle yourself? I don't think you can. I'm just trying now. It's not really... In fact, I'm feeling a bit foolish, if I'm honest. Mm. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh, no, I meant... Yeah, that's what I meant.
Idiot.
Rubbish. Oh. Do I forfeit the points for that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure, it's cheaper for. And next.
Sky TV are launching brand new channels for your pets, starting with two channels called Meow TV and Woof TV, which begin broadcast in January 2013.
I'm sure I heard a rumour about this. Yeah. I'm sure I've heard that this is actually happening.
Because, like, sometimes, well, a lot of people leave the radio on or the TV on for their dogs and cats. God knows why. But they do. And to keep them company and stuff. So now... They're going to have their own channels, presumably with other dogs and cats on that they can look at and go for.
Are the dogs and cats going to be... What, are you saying it's like one of those late-night phone channels?
I don't think it's like a... I don't think it's
Can you
like,
imagine that? A dog... Like,
it's not like... dog station.
Dog station on a sofa.
No.
Doing the phone hand.
No, it's not that. It's not adult dogs hot for TV.
Is it like, are all the presenters animals on this?
I think they just look at other animals and go, yeah.
I like the idea that they put an animal, like a dog or something, in front of a camera.
Well, you know how they kind of seek each other out? I'm like, yeah, I'll have that one. I think that's going to be what's going to be.
Okay, I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh. I like it when you say, I'm sure I've heard a rumour about this and then it's not real.
Yeah, awkward.
Next.
In Colorado, it is illegal for a man to marry his wife's grandmother.
Oh, I need to think about this for
a
second.
Yeah, me too. It's making my head fizz.
Can you play it once more, sorry?
Okay.
In Colorado, it is illegal for a man to marry his wife's grandmother.
His wife's grandmother. I don't know. I'm saying real. It's making my head fizz a little bit trying to work it out, actually.
Wife's grandmother.
Wife's grandmother, illegal.
But only in that state.
Why, I mean, one, why would you want to?
Because you fancy her. obviously. Because you love her very much.
Because you fancy her.
It is one of the reasons.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh. Can't do it, so sorry.
If you want
if you're
to
thinking
that.
About it.
Yeah.
Okay, at the end of that stunning round of real or no real, the scores are...
I've got 30 points today.
That's all right. Did all right.
Nice way to round off the week.
Let us know how you did on the last real or no real of the week. So that's Friday's podcast. Make sure you join us on Monday on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 for another 24 years at the tap end. If you can't listen live, then get this lovely free podcast next week. Stop.